And the date that's over, Wednesday night, Rabbi Menachem Halpern.
Good evening. Okay, so the story hung around town. I'm sure you spent sleepless night wondering about what do you actually do when you've got the crying baby. So the story was like this, that the fellow had a crying baby, the milk was cold, and he'd like to give the baby the bottle. The baby refuses to take a cold bottle, as babies do. So, now, if you have hot water in your house, then there are other options, which I'm not going to discuss right now. If there's time at the end, maybe we'll talk about the options there. However, Kelisheni, there's other options maybe even also. However, as happens with many, and as with myself too, I don't have a Shabbos kettle at home. Don't have a Shabbos kettle, I don't need it for myself when I come to shul, and the baby don't usually need bottles. So what happens if you've got to put it on, you got cold milk, and you'd like to eat it up. So, normally we would say, well, you can't cook on Shabbos, obviously you can't cook milk on Shabbos. So, Rav Avigdor points out quite correctly that a baby, up until what age is debatable, but certainly a young child, you know, 1, 2, maybe till the age of 3, others say older, but that's not really, can be considered a chayla, but a chayla she'ein b'sakana. So a chayla she'ein b'sakana, there are kulas in various Lushlam, Famir and Akum, we find kulas, yes, you can find get a goy. And we will come to that soon, that could be useful for us as well. But what happens? How many problems are we running into with actually taking the cold milk and putting it on the hot plate? Put it straight on the hot plate. Put the cold milk on the hot plate. The hot plate might be fly shake, but put it on something. So what we're running into? So we're running into bishul. That's the obvious one, right? You're doing bishul, maybe. And there's also chazara, because as we all know, even if you had a hot pot on the hot plate, you take it off, you can't put it back on if it's been put down or if you didn't intend to put it back. And here you took a bottle out of the fridge. That you can't do it. It's called Nesina Lachatchela, really, in the postgame. It's called Nesina Lachatchela. But it kind of boils down to Chazara without Tanoi Chazara. Putting it back, and even slightly worse than that. But it's at least that. So for that, we all know, you can take a kegel, you can take it, oh, very good, Moshe Halsmith. So a kegel out of the fridge, you can put it on top of your chulant, right? Shabbos morning, because it's a davar, but that's a davar yovesh. So what about the milk, which is a davar lach? A davar lach has been pasteurized. The milk that comes nowadays, all milk, is, well, almost all milk, your regular milk, is being pasteurized. Pasteurized, according to most poskim, is assumed to be bishul. It's not heated till, you know, it's not 100 degrees. It's enough to be called bishul, according to most poskim. So there we have a case of a liquid which has been heated, cooked, but then cooled down. And once it's cooled down, that's a big machlokas rishonim. Give the guy a chance. Yeah, very good, very good, very good. We're getting there. So lachshin stanan, we have to know, is a machlokas rishonim. Some rishonim have a gemara, others have it as a svara. Depends how you learn as a svara, that a liquid which has been heated but then cooled down has lost its status of being cooked, and that is because its cooked status lies in its heat. It doesn't really have a cooked ness to it. So it is heat. The heat's gone. So it's always special. It's not mevushel anymore. However, others, quite a few rishonim actually, which the Ramah brings lahalacha, beikah, hold that even a liquid which has been heated, cooled down, retains its status of being cooked, and that is because they say there is some change in the water that it keeps. I don't think it's just the sterilization. It might also be that. But it's some quality in the water which it retains even after it's been even after it's cooled down. It's important to note that it's not just a rule that once it's been cooked, it's because it retains an element of its cookedness. Okay, so that's the machlokes rishonim. It's not the mechaber. The mechaber in Siman Shin Yud Ches, the Siman of Bishul. The mechaber paskens that you're not allowed to cook something which has cooled down completely because it's lost its status of being cooked. So in Mela, you can't even put it in a place where it could reach a tzeledes boy, like Rav Zalman would tell you. If it's a place where it could, even that could be a problem. However, the Ramon says that we are Mekel. We say even if it's cooled down less than the tzeledes boy, yeah, it's already cooled down lower than the heat which is considered cooked, lower than the tzeledes boy. We consider that still to be cooked up until it's nitzanan legamri. When it's completely cooled down, then that's called finished. Now it's no longer cooked. That's the simplest reading of the Ramah. And what does it mean completely cooled down? It doesn't mean it's reached 0 degrees. It doesn't even mean 10 degrees. It means that when it's no longer warm enough to become eaten for its warmth, right? No, maybe it's 30. I don't know exactly how hot it is. Maybe 30 degrees, 25. Certainly warmer than room temperature. That's called nitzanan legamri. And that we say, and at that point onwards, it's osa to put it back onto the hot plate, even if you were holding it in your hands until it cooled down to that level. It is not clear, however, what the Ramah really meant to paskan, because if he holds yesh bishulach habishul b'davalach, yeah, if he holds that recooking is osa on a liquid, then even if it just went lower than yad tzeledes boy, then it's already not cooked anymore. It's not got the right heat to be cooked. And if he held that you're allowed to, because ein bishulach habishul b'davalach, that there's not considered recooking, it retains its cooked status, then even if it's completely cooled down, then why can't you? It's already cooked. Now, so some poets can say that the Ramah really paskens that it's osa. It's osa to cook. But he just held that if it still retains some of its warmth, yeah, to the degree where it's helpful to a person, so he would eat it for its warmth, that's still considered mevushal. It's still holding on to the fact that it was cooked, and there's still some te'eles from the cooking. That is what some poskim say pshat in the Ramah in our minig. However, most poskim, Mishbura is not so clear, so I don't know for sure what Mishbura holds, but most poskim, and including Adayoim, the Heintiger poskim, Mechitzchak, and Roja, and Rishabas, most of them all seem to go with the Mahalach that the Mechitz Shekel, the Primogod, all go with the Mahalach that it retains its status of cooked. Even when it's completely cooled down and you're allowed to heat it up, it's on Hilchos Bishol, there's no problem on Bishol. What do you have? You have something like Mechzikim Avashol, you have something like Tikkun Katsas, because it's completely lost its cookedness, and looking at it, one cannot actually tell the difference between the cooked water and the uncooked water, and it's completely cooled down, so you can't even feel it. It's like it's literally, there's nothing there about it. So Mechzikim Avashol, or Tikkun, some sort of Tikkun Katsas, as the Prima Golden puts it, in one place. So now we know it's only a drabonon, meaning even when it's completely cooled down, yeah, then the Ramah, right, the post can hold, it's only a drabonon. The drabonon is shon hita. Okay, that's so we'll put it into place that the pasteurized milk that came out of the fridge is an issa drabonon to go and cook it, i.e. to put it on a fire, on the hot plate, and make it yatzeled this way. What's a nafkmina? Nafkmina is, because of what Zalman pointed out, that when you have a baby bottle which you have no intent of heating it up until it's yatzeled this way. You're not heating it up till 40 degrees plus, right? You're just making it comfortable for the child. So again, it would be 30, 35. Like, how hot can you make it for 30? I don't know exactly, but it's certainly not 40 degrees. 40 degrees is hot. And so you're really not intending to cook it that long, and you're going to take it off long before it gets there. Yeah. So really, there isn't a problem with bishul at all, even if it was completely uncooked. There's no problem. There shouldn't be a problem of bishul. Yeah. But here comes a halacha previously in the Mechaba, was called gzeiras hefsha, a gzeira of warming up the drink, which you're probably all aware of. This gzeira is called Samushan Gemara, that says here that you may put a jug of water next to the fire if it is far enough that it will not reach the heat of Yad Seledas. However, on the fire, next to the fire, somach. However, if you put it close enough where it can reach Yad Seledas, then you can't do it, even if you're going to take off beforehand. So Rav Ron says that you straight away chayav al special. You chayav straight away? Correct. What if I take off before the half an hour's up?
I'll say it's still chayav. I don't know, you still do this yet.
Yeah. However, it's quite clear in the Gemara that you're not chayav. Bishul and Afiyah are an exception to the rule. Normally, every malacha you do, normally every malacha you do is a ma'isa. You can't be a gram. It might be mutter. Bishul and Afiyah, you never do the ma'isa. You always put it down, and the fire does it for you. The heat does it for you. And this is like an exception to the rule, and it has ramifications in other places as well. That because it's always chayav al garami. Al's gram, that like you know, the Gemara talks about taking it off before it's baked. Just nisr rabbanon, you allow to nisr rabbanon, take it out of the oven. One mustn't take chalas out of the oven on Shabbos. You put it before Shabbos. Roida, not our chalas nowadays, but it's on the tray. I'm saying when it's roida, when it's stuck to the thing. It's a rabbanon of roida, so you can do. The Gemara discuss whether you're allowed to do nisr rabbanon in order to save yourself or your friend from doing nisr deraisa.
So later on Shabbos, after.
So nowadays our chalas are not considered it's not roida chalas like you have in the old days, it's stuck on top of the wall of thing. It's under a sort of baking, under a sort of chalas, and it's the roida doesn't apply.
And you take it out?
So the Gemara discusses that. The Gemara makes a chiluk between for yourself. Yeah, no, do we say that I'm allowed to do an Issa Rabbanon to save my friend from doing Issa Deraisa, especially for myself? I don't know what the Pesach Halach is. What I'm trying to bring from there is that we see from there that you're not chayv straight away, because if we were to be chayv straight away, then there's no point being an Issa Rabbanon now. No, Bishul Afiyah are the same in this way. Yeah, you will not be chayav because it's the heat's going to Ben Shech, do it, but right. In time you've not done it. So, Mamela, if you take off before, it should be alright. However, the Gezeres Hefsha says, the Drabonon, the Hefsha says that you're not allowed to warm up something in the place where it can become. Oh. Now comes the Nishmasadam, the Chayodam, but some ready inside also, Paskans, the following. That when you've got a Lachshan Itztanan, a liquid which has previously been heated but now cooled down, so it's a machloikas, rishonim, whether you've got a bishul. And you've got, and you don't now intend to heat it up. You're just putting it on top of the hot plate in a place where it could get yasser, but you're not going to leave it to yasser, but you won't take off before that. In such a case, Dr. Nishma Sadam, then I've got here Tziruf. He even makes the Gechezban with the names of the rishonim. He says, the Rasba holds of Xeris Hefsha, holds you're not allowed to warm it up, but he doesn't hold of Bishul Acha Bishul, he holds you're allowed to reheat, recook Lashon Tzanan. Rashi holds you're not allowed to recook Lashon Tzanan, but his Pshat in the Gemara doesn't allow for Xeris Hefsha. Two different Gemara, not the same Gemara. But he got the names worked out, he said, no, so if you're Rashi allowed to do it, and if the Rashi be allowed to do it. Now, the Cheshbon itself is nice, but the Orishoinim will hold of both. Yeah, it's not a kasha that we hold of both at all. It's not a kasha at all. They're totally unrelated. The Orishoinim will hold that it's also to do Xeris Hefsha and it's also to cook Lashon Tzanan Midoraisa. The Orishoinim will hold the Rosh and others. But he makes his cheshbon. Akaponim, a svek sveker you have here, Shtekel. That some Rishonim hold it out to, some Rishonim hold it out to heat up Lashon Tzanan, some hold Hefsha doesn't apply. So therefore, Zokte, the Tzorech Choyle, you can use both Heteirim together. You've got a Svek Sveker, not a proper Svek Sveker, which will matter for everybody, because... The Nishma Sadam doesn't talk about a baby. He's talking about Choyla, and that's why I say Choyla. I quote it where he says it. He says that a Choyla, you can matter with these two Heteirim, not two Heteirim, with these two Svekers, and I'll point out they're not Svekers. You mustn't go home now and say there's two Svekers. They're not Svekers. It's Shechnarov, Paskans, Zeris Hefsha, also. The Shechnarov doesn't bring two Shittas. Rishon doesn't bring two shittas. Rav Akiva Eger says that's not called a sofik. And then make a svek sveker out of something like that. That's not a svek sveker, but it's two tzadim lekula, and therefore for a choyla you can be mekel. So now.
And last year's done, was it hot over yesterday before, or even only
yesterday? Only was more than the yatzal edes, and I dare say it may have to even be more than just the yatzal edes. It might have to be. It could be yat. Could be yatzeledes by a liquid, doesn't consider it bishul because it's like machal ben derusoi, which is a small level of bishul, which you chayav midoraisa, but it's not necessarily fully cooked, and therefore you can be chayav bishul more and more as you heat up more and more. Like when you've got a semi-cooked food, even though you've already been chayav deraisa once last week Shabbos, you put it again on the flame. You can chayav again if you cook it fully this week, or even not fully, just a bit more.
This even before Shabbos.
Last time before Shabbos, yeah. Like the milk, like the pasteurized milk in there.
Didn't that be on Shabbos morning?
No, it doesn't make a difference how long after, or whether it was on Shabbos or not. No, not the Gavah Bishul, that would make a difference. Not Bishul. So the meila, that's my achoila. So moshen nafkamina lahalocha lemaisa. You got someone's not feeling well. Not a chashesh besakana, a regular achoila. Someone not for the mishkel. Someone who's feeling not well. Shabbos morning, and he can't eat. He can't eat. Chulam kibbutz around batrach. He doesn't have other not. Yeah. So he wants to have soup. Chicken soup. He's happy to have. So what can he do? Look, they've called this in the fridge. Been in the fridge overnight. Look, take it out of the fridge. Put a keli upside down on the hot plate. A foil. Yeah, and there won't be a problem of chazara of nesina lachatchila of what we discussed earlier. And now put it on top of the put the chicken soup on there. Make sure it doesn't get yatzeledes. Warm soup could also be alright for and even the liquid and the solids of adis beseder, the carrots inside of adis beseder. There's kashalanish. There even that you can do. Obviously, only if the carrots are fully cooked.
Same with the baby's mom.
Oh, now comes the baby's bottle, that the Shevet HaLevi, the I think Shmuel Shabbos and others say a baby under the age of, like we said, 2 or 3, a little child is like a choyla she'ein bo sakana. Oh, so now depends what we're talking about. So I have a friend who told me he's got 2 children. He's got a 1-year-old, and he's got a 2-year-old. The 2-year-old gets milk, and the 1-year-old gets baby formula. So now the one that gets milk, none of other you can do it. This is, it gives him milk, it's ready and cooked, it's been fully pasteurized. That's where our heta applies, berevach. You can take the milk, make a bottle, put cold milk into a baby bottle, put a foil container above, it shouldn't spill the milk, flashing, put it on that, it shouldn't be any chazara, put it on. Sorry. Again? Yeah, but because we're assuming that pasteurization is enough of a cooked, is enough level of cooked to be called vegetable, like the poskim and rice and naman. I'm going to talk about hedrabon. It's easy because this one says hefsha. We're not talking about the rice of bishlav. You're going to take off, but you have to make sure to take it off before it gets to the boy. For that, we don't have a heta to actually leave it there after that. So that this will be the heta for the baby bottle of the crying baby, and also chicken soup, of course, for the choyla. About that's the same heta. That's possible. For a 2-year-old. An older child, not. Now, what happens for the 1-year-old? That's what he meant to say. What about the 1-year-old who's got materno, whatever it's called, the powdered milk? The formula. Oh. So, the Shmira Shabbos says that we can't assume that all the vitamins and the additives that they put into the powder has all been cooked. He wrote it a while ago, so it doesn't necessarily go on today. It could be today, then you tell me, of course it's all been cooked. They have to cook it all in order to, you know, be able to sell such a thing. It has to be. Ich weiß es, it could be. The people who I spoke to don't seem to know for sure that it's being cooked. I'm sure if I go to the right person, he'd know. But meanwhile, I can't say that over in public that you can do it with baby powder because we don't. Yeah, I can't tell you for sure that it's all been. Sorry. You put it. You mix it with. You prepared your bottle before Shabbos. You prepared your bottle before Shabbos. It's been in the fridge. Now you want to heat up. That you can't say. That you can't do. If it's got cold water, zikha can't do it. Kashal in it. No, well, again, I don't have hot water. I don't have a Shabbos kettle.
Yeah.
I can't Shabbos kettle.
No, you see, you put it on the hot plate, like you did on the fire. Take some water, put it in a bottle, put it over the
fire.
Once it's warm,
put the powder in.
Then you can.
What are you saying?
It's a tell you the way to get around it.
You're saying it's a ready-made.
Rethik. Yeah, you can do it like that. Yeah.
You have any water? That's the problem.
Yeah. That was
how it was. Hot water.
Yeah,
if you have hot water, you can do that. But you can't take
tap water. You can't
put. You don't have a heading. You don't have the specs fake anymore when it comes to tap water. You've only got one topic ahead. There, hefsha. The chalav passing is not allowed. There's no heta about it. So I think after the finish, you've got one more minute. Hefsha. If you do have hot water, and here comes an interesting thing. If you do have hot water, although this is not necessary, you can just do cliche, like someone pointed out earlier. I can't remember, and you can pour it in. The mice of the truth is, you can do it even without cliche. Because the Machaba said, it's a Gemara really, that if you do chamim, l'soich tzoynen merubim, a bit of hot water, even from Irik Lirishan, into tzoynen merubim, a lot of cold liquid, you can pour it in Irik Lirishan, and there's no problem of bishol. Although normally we know Irik Lirishan, we paskan, is mefashol. When it comes to a liquid, into a liquid, they don't bang each other. They just disperse in this aravin, then this aravin into each other. So because they mix straight away, then there's no. The heat doesn't hit it in a way that should make it cook. So therefore you can do chamim. Yeah, when you've got a bottle of cold baby, you can put in maybe 20% or 25% more hot water, even boiling water, and you'll be beseder because it's going to get mixed and it's not going to be. However, when you're going to put in chamin, yeah, a lot of hot into a bit of cold, which can be the case when you've got a cup of tea which has cooled down, for instance. You want to heat it up. So you pour, let's pour in some more hot water. Here, you run into problems. Because the Mishabura Paskans, Vachloikas Poiskim, Mishabura Paskans, according to most Poiskim who hold that to put a lot and to make it more than Yatza Ledesboy with the addition of hot water, now you've got a problem, because after a while, once it reaches, let's say 40 degrees, we're going to say, once it reaches the 40 degrees, it's now Yatza Ledesboy, and once it's Yatza Ledesboy, now you're pouring in the fat that it disperses, doesn't stop it doing, because it's not hitting anything cold. There's nothing cold that cools it down immediately, even though it's not hitting it. Right, so that you don't have that factor, which is obviously what the other person must have held, that the hot water hitting the already hot water is also just immediately mixing, so there's no irrigation, and the kale itself is a klisheni. But once you've got it already hot, some person can hold, and we pass it like that, that but there you can't put hot water in a lot of hot water into a bit of cold, because it's going to heat it all up.